Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9930. Catalog number 9930. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
The first two verses. It said, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the 1st verse. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Therefore, you're hearing the promises he's talking about. You find them in the chapter prior, before that, 16 and 18, those are the promises of God. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time. We got two more Sundays, right? Or three more. Two more Sundays. Next Sunday, we'll end up on this. I'm doing what the Lord told me to do. Preach it until we move over there. Clean up ourselves. Clean up ourselves. Don't waste your time. So many times we come to church and folks just wasting their time. Many people waste their time in worship. Worship in God is a serious thing. It's big business with the Lord. We may take it lightly, but it's nothing to play with. God, nothing to play with. And he wants us to clean up. When we're talking about clean up, he's talking about pulling off and putting on. Pulling off. Cleaning up ourselves. We pull off our old way of life. Putting on a new way of life. Pulling off. Pulling off Satan's way. Amen. Pulling off the world way. Amen. Pulling off man way. And putting on Jesus' way. Amen. Pulling off. And I find out most of us, we hate that pull off. You got to pull off. Because the Lord's clothes can't fit on what we already got on. You have to pull off. You have to pull off. And we hate to pull off. And putting on some more Jesus. That's all it's saying. Just putting on some more Jesus. Putting on some more righteousness. Some more holiness. Putting on some more godliness. Pulling off our mess. Because when we met Jesus, all of us was full of junk. All of us. All of us full of junk. And you have to pull it off if you're going to follow him. And some of us want to tack on to it. But the Lord told me to tell you to pull it off. Pull it off and get rid of it. I want you to read, if you will. You got your Bibles. Romans 13, 12 through 14. Romans 13. 12 through 14. You feel good when you're clean. Physically, don't you feel good? By the way, Brother Lewis, I want you to play that Amazing Grace next Sunday, if you will, if God will. I don't want to forget it, okay? Amazing Grace. I want just nothing but the guitar. Well, I'm just talking about y'all finances, though.
All right.
I want to play Amazing Grace. Nothing but the guitar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody has it? Romans 13, 12 through 14. Read it for me, brother.
The night is far spent.
Yeah.
The day is at hand.
Yes, sir.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
God Almighty.
And let us put on the armor of light.
Oh, boy.
Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness.
Yeah.
Not in strife and envying.
Yeah.
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Put ye on Jesus.
And make not provision for the flesh.
God Almighty.
To fulfill the lust thereof.
God Almighty. See, we pull off and put what we gonna put on? Jesus Christ. See, you put on his way. You put on his character. You put on his style. And drop the world style. When we met Jesus, we had the world style on. If you're going to follow Jesus, you got to pull off the world style. And put on heavenly style. See, he can't get heavenly style and put it on top of the worldly style. It don't fit like that. You got to be willing to pull off the world style. And then put on Jesus' style. But some of us hate to pull it off. Got to pull it off. And that's what clean up is all about. You got to want to pull it off. You don't automatically just drop off. You got to pull it off. You got to take time out to pull it off. If y'all notice, when Jesus died, he went in the grave. They put him in the grave. But when he got up, he had different clothes on. And that's how we identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. See, we baptized in his death. We died to ourselves, giving up our old self. But when we follow Jesus and being died in the faith, death in the faith, and when we get up, we got new clothes on. So now we don't follow the old world style no more. We follow Jesus' style because we died with him in his burial. And we get up anew. Anew, we get up. We don't get up the same way. When you say, I'm following Jesus, that means you are following Jesus. Everybody say, following Jesus. Well, that means you following Jesus. You're not following your old way and the devil way. You're following Jesus. And if we ever can understand this, my sister and brother, that Christianity is living another person's life. I don't live my life. I don't live the world life no more. I live Jesus' life. I start off where he left off because I'm a new now. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. So we are new. We are baptized with him in his death. We went down in the grave with him. We got up anew. Sin is spiritually. It's spirit. Sin is spirit. It's a spirit. See, sin is. And that's what happened to Adam. When Adam sinned, he took on the sin of the devil. And he brought it on to us. So now what really in us is the devil he's trying to get out of us. The spirit part. And Jesus died on the cross. Went down in hell, took our sin, and went down in hell, went to jail for us. Hell ain't nothing but spiritually jailhouse. See, folks act up in heaven, God sent them to hell. Y'all ain't got that, see. See, everybody don't want to obey in heaven, God got a hell for them, and then plus a lake of fire. And then whoever followed the one that go against God from heaven and God throw him on the earth. If you follow him, you got to go where he stay at. And his home is hell, ain't it? So Jesus paid a debt for us. He died a spiritual death for us. He went to jailhouse for us. He stayed in hell for us 3 days and three nights. Now, when we be baptized in the water, it's a symbol of we dying with him and we cling with him and letting the world know we following him. We are agreeing what he done, death, burial, and resurrection. That's where we get our name from. Our name didn't come from John the Baptist. The Baptist came from we are identified in his death, burial, and resurrection. A couple of y'all don't know that. Sometimes you meet the other denomination. We ain't kind of defend no denomination, but I'm on the right target. I ain't worrying about that. See, y'all got your name from John. We didn't get our name from John the Baptist. If we had got our name from John the Baptist when he got his hair cut off, I would stop right there. But now we are identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. We identify with him. That's when we baptized. You're letting the world know you're not ashamed. And water doesn't save nobody. But you're letting the world know openly that I'm following Jesus. And I agree with his death, burial, and resurrection. And his death, burial, and resurrection is the center of the gospel. That's it. If you miss that, you're on your way to hell anyway. And the Baptist stands on that. I know they talk about it, but I'm on the right target. That's the heart of the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection. We identify ourselves with his death. Hallelujah. Y'all see how we baptize. I know you know about some of it, but some of you don't know. We cut the wind off. When we get ready to baptize, we cut the person's wind off. That represents his what? Death. Dying on the cross with him. We carry him back in the water. That represents Jesus going in the grave. Jesus got up early Sunday morning, and when they bring him up, that means we rose with him. And that's the heart of the gospel. We identify with his death, burial, and resurrection. He died for us. He went to hell for us. And when you come up, you ought to be ready to work for him. And when Jesus got up out that grave, he didn't have the same grave clothes on, but the Bible said he left them in there. And when you identify with Christ, you don't go to Bobby Blue Bland places no more. Whoever their name is, I don't know. That's right. That's what I said. Glad at nights and the pips. You don't call it cycles no more. You don't run with Michael Jackson no more. You started running with Jesus. You're waking up anew now. You're the new creature in Christ Jesus. So we got to put on righteousness. We put on more Jesus. That means that put on Jesus. Then you just got to read that. You put on some more righteousness, more holiness, more godliness. Don't let folks mess you up. It's hard to live a Christian life when you don't want to live a Christian life. We got a lot of folks in doing a sit down and just hitting clack, clack, and ain't doing nothing but sitting there, just looking, got a job making about $15, $30 an hour, and still talking about it hard. Anything hard if you don't want to do it, ain't that right? You got to want to follow Jesus. And if you want to follow Jesus, you're going to do what Jesus said to the best of your ability. I don't find out it's joy following Jesus. It ain't hard to follow. I used to think it was hard. Oh, until my eyes came open. Boy, when you obey God, you feel so good. Oh, hallelujah. You just feel so good. You just feel so good. But when you don't want to follow him, you're always complaining. You're always mumbling. You're always grumbling. You're never satisfied. You talk about the church folks. You talk about the preacher. You talk about the deacon. You talk about everybody but yourself. It's joy following Jesus. I don't care what nobody says. I say it's joy. Joy you can't understand and you can't explain it. Hallelujah. It's joy. I want you to read something again. Go to Romans again. Y'all stay in Romans right there. Look at Romans 6. We identify with him. Watch this. Look at Romans 6 and start at the first verse. Just read till I tell you to stop. What I'm trying to say, I ain't got no certain verse what I'm trying to say. I may stop you, but just read slow for me. Let them get this. See, I want to read this. God got me up this morning early. About 7:04, I think. I got up. Boy, God wake you up early to get up early in the morning like that. He woke me up. I just left my wife and went on in my room. Mean the law. He get you up, boy. God knows. He wants y'all to know about this right here and what I'm finna read now. Because a lot of us play with this stuff. This stuff will kill you. Them three little letters, them three little words. That's right, brother. Drop it in there. Hallelujah. See, this stuff will kill you. What you going to read about? It'll kill you. God gave you power over this stuff here. And you got to understand that. You got to keep yourself clean. You got to keep yourself clean. Don't nobody have to tell you the base and you grown. You know better than that. You ain't no baby. Don't take a bath here. You're 31 years old. Ain't that right, y'all? Same way about the spiritual thing. Nobody had to tell y'all, some of y'all every Sunday, to take a bath. And groan. I know the day and the hour. You must have forgot the day and the hour. I remind you, y'all, to keep yourself clean. And you can keep yourself clean. According to the word, you can keep yourself clean. You ain't got to wall out there in that world. I don't care what the folks preaching out, John. It's just you don't want to give it up. The Lord know my heart. Yeah, he going to kill you if you don't keep on. Yeah? He right, you know your heart. Read, brother, read. Hallelujah. Watch this. This doesn't kill you here. Watch this.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin?
God Almighty.
That grace may abound?
Oh, boy. What are you saying? Now, what you going to keep on doing it for? Look, if grace abound, what you keep on sinning it for? If grace got power over sin, what you keep on doing it for? Huh? If it got power over sin, what making you keep on doing it? Huh? giving power over sin, why you keep on doing it? Why are you letting the old man take over? Read on. Got my time running on me. Oh, boy. Come on.
God forbid.
He forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin
God Almighty.
Live any longer therein?
Read on.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Y'all see that? We are baptized into Jesus, into his what? Death. That we get our name from Baptist. We keep on reading next to them, know we're baptism. We're Baptists. Into his death, burial, and resurrection. Into his death. We died with him. Died with him. Talking about giving up sin. Giving up sin. Died with him. Died to ourselves. Giving up ourselves. If any man come after Jesus, the first thing you got to do what? Deny yourself. Give up self. That's number one. You can't follow Jesus with yourself. You got to give that up. You got to give up what all you thought you were going to be. I want to follow Jesus. Read on.
Therefore, we are buried with him.
Y'all see that?
By baptism.
See that I just told you about baptism?
Into going, death.
Wait. Into the water, you what? Baptized with him. That's a symbol of we agree with Jesus Christ, die with him. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Keep on reading.
That, like as Christ was raised up from the dead
Listen.
By the glory of the Father,
Listen.
Even so we also should walk in newness of life.
See that? Read that again, brother. Someone missed it.
That, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
That's the Bible. The Bible, I didn't say that. The Bible said that. Newness of life. You don't walk the old walk you used to walk. And this went wrong with the church. We want to steal a play. Go home and read 1 Corinthians 10 chapter, how they woke up early to play. But God got to see about those things. See, you don't want to keep on playing, do you? Boy, this kind of golf I had to say amen myself, though. The newness of life. You got to leave the junk. Listen. Everybody look at me. Wake up. Wake up. You know what? Y'all know what? You know what? Listen to me. Everybody look at me. You'll be surprised when a church started living right, God would turn the church upside down with miracles from the depths of my heart. It'd be too many unbelievers in there. I'm talking about folk be Christians. And then their lives are so messed up. Until God can do great work. He wanted to walk in the newness of life. We give up our old life. That's too hard. Well, you want to go to hell, not go on. Now I'm just saying what Jesus said now. You've got to give it up. But we hate to give it up. You've got power over sin. Read on. Because you're getting sleep on. Well, see, this will be a sleepyhead mess today. Come on. Hold on. Read on.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
God Almighty.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
See, that the old man, old walker, I'm going to be crucifying old walker every day. Let me hold it. Let me explain a little bit. See, crucify, I'm got to kill my old nature. The one that loved the sin, I'm got to get rid of it by feeding off the new nature. I'm got to eat off the word of God. That's kill the old man. When you don't eat off the word of God, you're going to be hungry for your other stuff. See, whatever you feed, that's what thrives. If you feed your spirit, it's going to take care of the flesh. If you don't feed the spirit and take care of the flesh going to eat up the spirit. So anything eats you up, the devil eats you up then. That means so many folk can't stop because they don't got out the word of God. See, sometimes you come to church, but once or every 3 months, and just think about it, you come to church one day a Sunday, one day a week, look at all the other hours you got free to do what you want to do. And ain't never thought of picking up the Bible since last Sunday. I ain't prayed. How in the world you can grow in grace? You can't grow in grace. You'll never stop drinking whiskey. You'll always be an alcoholic. You'll never stop running around. You always run around until you get ready to stop. You got to feed your new nature. You'll never stop. God said we got something to overcome sin. We got something to power over sin. Well, why you keep on in it, he's saying. Lord, about it. Oh, hallelujah. But we love that stuff. Sin is enjoyable. But it'll send you there. Hallelujah. Read on.
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
God Almighty.
That henceforth we should not serve sin.
Don't serve it. Don't. That means, serving means you're a slave. You ain't on slave no more to no sin. See, that's what the Bible talking to us. You don't keep on in the mess. You ought to be dropping it off every day of your life. Read on, brother.
For he that is dead is freed from sin.
God Almighty. Let me hear. Let me talk about free from sin now. It's dealing with, it don't ring in my mortal body no more. I don't have to do it because I got power over it. I don't have to do it. I got power over it, what makes me free from it. I'm not a slave to it no more. When I was a slave, I ain't got to do it because I got power now to overcome it through Jesus Christ. See, when you're a slave, every time the devil jumps, you got to move. Your master said, come do this. I don't want to do it, but bring yourself in.
That's right.
Somebody right now in that shape right now. You know you're tired. You know you're tired. You know you want to give it up. Why don't you don't give it up? Go on to Jesus. You got power over sin. You ain't got to do what the devil tell you to do. But when God come in your life, and when God give you power, the devil can call you. You say, buddy, I ain't got to come no more. That's what make us free. That's what it means by being free from it. I'm not a slave to it no more. I ain't got to steal no more car. I ain't got to sell no more drugs. I don't care what the devil said. And we got to watch the devil. The devil, he come through peoples. Come to some of your best friends you got. Anytime you're a Christian and your best friend come to you with some mess, that's the devil coming to you. Don't you call my friend on devil. What else? Give me another name then. Give me another name. I call him that. That's not your friend. That's the devil. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're singing in the choir. I don't care if they go to church every Sunday. I don't care if you're a preacher or a deacon or a trustee. If it's wrong, it's just wrong. What the devil care what position you hold? All he wants just to use you. What the devil care if you're a preacher? You use a lot of preachers. Anybody tell you wrong is the devil talking to you. But that's my friend. Well, going to hell with your friend. Going to hell with your friend. You got to listen at the preacher. That's what the preacher for. You got to hear the preacher. Read on.
Now, if we be dead with Christ,
God Almighty,
we believe that we shall also live with him.
Peter.
Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him.
Hey, no dominion. Ain't got no dominion over Christ. And ain't got none over me. Read on, brother. Read on.
For in that he died unto sin once.
God Almighty.
But in that he liveth unto God.
God Almighty.
Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin.
Y'all see that? Dead unto what? Sin. Ain't got no dominion over me. It don't tell me what to do. Now watch this. Now, but I'm still lusting. Well, stop lusting. You can be tempted, but don't lust. That's a different lusting than tempting it. Everybody tempted, but you ain't got the lust. When you lust, then you figure out how to do it. And the Bible says, if the devil get at you, he said, just he'll flee from you if you're just resisting. When he put the thought in your mind, don't meditate on it. You got the power to tell that scoundrel, get your thoughts out of me, buddy. Don't have dominion over you no more. You just want to do it. Because you let about on your own flesh, your own lust. But the Holy Spirit, the power of God, control the flesh. When my flesh want to act up, the Holy Spirit say, all right. Oh, y'all ain't got that. When the flesh there, don't she look pretty? Don't she look foxy? That's the flesh talking. And tell a woman, ain't he handsome? You control that yourself. Just look at the devil and say, she's just the fox as she can be. Bless the Lord and keep walking. But if you can't control it, the flesh got a hold to your spirit. But your spirit is supposed to control the flesh. The devil come to you and say, you a man. You're a devil. You ain't no man. You ain't no man. All that kind of jive. That's the devil talking to you. That ain't the Holy Spirit talking to you. You got power over the devil. You got power over all the demons. You ain't got to do it. I dare you when it trip you. You just said, Lord, give me strength. And walk off from it. And see, don't God give you strength to walk off. But you got to make your own mind up to walk off. The Holy Ghost don't make us do nothing. If it did, it'll kill half of us. You got to make your mind. You got a choice. Now, there's some money in here. I know I'm supposed to get this money. The devil going to put the thought there first. Get you some money. Ain't nobody looking. See, it's up to me. The Holy Ghost ain't going to do nothing. The Holy Ghost wait there and see how you going to act crazy. Holy Ghost just wait. He just wait. And if I put my hand over and get some out there, I'm grieving the Holy Spirit. I'm sinning now. I don't supposed to put my hand in him. Now, I can go down all the way, and then the Holy Ghost said, you know you're wrong, don't you? I can take my hand back out. I ain't sinning yet. Because I ain't bring nothing out. See, but if I bring something out, I don't sin. I got power. See, when the devil bring that thought to you, it says, stick your hand in, and you say, devil, you might well forget it. You know what happened on that? The Holy Ghost take over right there and give you power to leave it. I know I'm telling the truth. Long you're in the world, you're going to be tempted. But you ain't got the lust. You ain't got the sin. All of us be tempted. But you got power over sin. Read on. Let the Bible talk for itself. Hallelujah. God woke me up early this morning. You got the head. Read on.
But alive unto God, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
God Almighty.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
That means don't let it take residence. Don't let it park in your body. Don't fix a room for it in your body. Get rid of it. He a park. He come there to park. He come there to stay. He come to buy out. He don't come to rent. Don't let it rain. Don't let it sit there. Get rid of it. And that's what Jesus told me. Don't care to mess over you. Get rid of it. Get rid of this stuff. You can get rid of it. I don't care what you're doing. If it's bad, get rid of it. And see, don't you feel better? You know I'm right, baby. Hallelujah. May God bless. Somebody know I'm right here. Besides the Lord Jesus Christ. Know I'm right. Read on. Glory to God.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
All right.
That ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
You see that? Go on.
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin.
You see that? Now what are you talking about now? Instrument. That means your body. My arms. My legs. I've got to walk over here to steer. Control it. These instruments. Your eyes, lusting. These your instruments of your body. They're not used. They're not bought for that. They bought to glorify God for righteousness sake and not for sin's sake. And sometimes, you know, because you're pretty, listen at this, women. Because you're pretty, watch this. God made you pretty. Hallelujah. He made you foxy. Now, because he made you pretty and foxy, he don't want you to go half naked to tempt nobody. That's right. I know I'm telling the truth. And you know, you foxy. And you know men's going to look at you. But you done it for the wrong purpose. You want them to say something to you. I said you want them to say something to you. I said you want them to say something. I said you want them to say something. I said you want them to say something to you. If you did, you wouldn't dress like you dress. You set in a trap and supposed to be a Christian. See, now if you foxy mean business, hey, you can't help that. You're just foxy. You're just foxy. Hallelujah. But dress like you ought to dress. And then walk down the street. And then after they whistle at you, say something to you, don't even respond. When somebody whistles at you, they whistle at dogs. Some of y'all women love for men to whistle at you. And then you turn around and grin and all. They whistle at dogs. Come here, Spot. Come here, Lily. Come here, baby. They just don't pop their finger, that's all. See, God made you fucked and beauty for a reason. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, that fucked and reason, that fucked and beauty, when he says something to you, you look at him and say, do you know Jesus? He made you fucked it while you can draw somebody, and then when they get there, give them who?
Jesus.
That's what you fucked it for. Not to tempt nobody, you leading folks in sin. Yeah. You setting up the man. Hey, don't give y'all a chance to do nothing here now. Wait a minute. Now. Hey. Still got to be controlled, yeah. Ain't that right, y'all? So you don't tempt folks. God knows you don't. You don't set to tempt folks. If you're doing, you're sinning yourself. I don't know why you women get half naked for to be Christian. I'm just telling you the truth. You leading folks to sin. You ain't got to put on, be yourself. And then get in church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Men's the same way. Come to church with the chest all out. Want folks to see the house and things. I won't see your chest, bro. Fasten your top button, please. You want to tip somebody? Read on, brother. My time running out on me.
But yield yourselves unto God.
Hallelujah.
As those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
God Almighty.
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Read on.
For you are not under the law, but under grace.
Yeah.
What then? Shall we sin?
See that?
Because we are not under the law, but under grace?
Oh.
God forbid.
He forbid. Cause you under grace. I can sin when I get ready. God will forgive you. Keep that mess up. We don't run sin out. We don't just run it out. God, all you hear, God will forgive you, girl. I mean, y'all say I'm hard on women sometimes. Isn't it? I'm hard on old men, too. God forbid! Read on.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey,
listen to this,
his servants ye are to whom ye obey.
You see that? Who you obey, that's your master. If you obey sin, if you obey unrighteousness, the devil is your master.
That's right.
I'm going to say it again. I said, if you obey sin, the devil is your master. Just said it. We got power over sin. You can get rid of it. If you obey the Lord, it's for Jesus Christ, for righteousness. Whoever you obey, that's your boss. And whoever boss you follow, wherever they're going to live forever, that's where you're going with them. Read on.
Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
You see that? Read on.
But God be thanked,
God Almighty,
that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness.
Yeah.
I speak after the man of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness.
God Almighty.
For when ye were the servants of sin,
listen,
ye were free from righteousness.
See that? Listen to this. When you're what? Servants of sin, you're free from what? Righteousness. See, God ain't looking for the ungodly man to do right till you get converted. See, you're already on his way to hell. See, he already on his way to hell. He's looking for us to do right. He writing to the saints. He ain't writing to the sinners here. Read on.
What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death.
God Almighty.
But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
God Almighty.
For the wages of sin is death.
The 23rd verse. Hallelujah.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Y'all see that? When you get through all that sin, it got wedges. Pay off. The wedges of it is what? Death. What you talking about, Ren Walker? Everybody died. This is a spiritual death. A spiritual death is a death where you're separated from God forever. I said from ever. That spirit, in Revelation, it said the second death is when they separated from God. A child of God doesn't die but one time, but a sinner died twice. He died physical death and plus a spiritual death. That means separated from God forever to the lake of fire. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning, 4 o'clock. I couldn't miss that.
What a word.
You missed that? I said he woke me up and brought that scripture to me. And it hit right down in my message. Clean up yourself. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know, we are not where we stopped off last Sunday. That just was my introduction right there. I'm just going to start preaching. Well, we stopped all last. You don't have to hate nobody. God Almighty. Hate, listen, hate just all not to be in the house of prayer. I'm going to say, I said hate just all not to be in the house of prayer. Hate all not to be where Jesus is Lord at. Listen. When you hate somebody, you're going against the whole constitution of heaven. When you hate. And I told y'all we stopped on last Sunday. The vineyard belongs to the Lord. God said, I'm going to pay him back. You ain't got to pay back nobody. I shall repay, said the Lord. And I don't find out that hate destroys. It destroys. But love overcomes it. You can't destroy love. I don't care how folks hate you, you can't destroy it. Hallelujah. So I look at, and I believe, you can, you got your right to believe some moment. This walk is 6 and 7. I believe, listen to me. I believe there are different degrees of hate. Different degrees of hate. And many church folks, or many churchgoers, hate Jesus out of ignorance. Out of ignorance, they hate Jesus. And hating Christ is the worst kind of hate you can hate. I said, hating Jesus is the worst kind of hate you can hate. If you hate Jesus, there ain't no hope for you. You are helpless. You are already on your way to hell and can't nobody stop you. Because you hate the one that owned heaven and hell. I believe that's a different degree in hate. And when we hate Bible truth, Jesus, you hating everything. You hating everything you see when you hate Jesus because he made everything. By him, everything was made. Lord have mercy. Don't hate Bible truth. And we got folk now running from Bible truth. You're not hating the Bible truth. You're hating Jesus. Because Jesus is what? Truth. Oh. Somebody looking at me right now can't stand the truth. It's not. That is Jesus you can't stand. He is the truth. But the ignorant don't realize who they hate. Different degrees in hate. Get your Bible. Let's look at St. John 8. Oh, boy. St. John 8, 39 through 47. You had to bring your Bibles in. I find out, Jesus told me about 9 years ago, it's time for teaching. God knows he did. Got to hear what thus said the Lord. Hooping over. Hooning over. You got to hear what thus said the Lord. Kicking up my legs is over. Flying in the air is over. Hear the plain gospel truth. And see, don't you be better. You don't holler hoon around here and ain't heard nothing I say at you. And don't wake up till I start a hooning. And then just tell me, come on. Been asleep 30 minutes. Come on, Doc. Come on, brother. John 8, 39 through 37. Hallelujah.
They answered and said unto him,
watch this.
Abraham is our father.
Isn't that this not good?
Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children,
listen to this now,
ye would do the works of Abraham.
God Almighty.
But now ye seek to kill me.
God Almighty.
A man that has told you the truth.
Y'all see that? Seek to kill me because I what? Seek to kill me because I done what? Seek to kill me because I done what? Some of y'all can't stand me. Because I told you that. It's not me, it's who? You got a Jesus problem, not a Walker problem. Walker not your problem, Jesus your problem. You hate me because I tell you the truth? You got a Jesus problem. And a lot of folks in church got a Jesus problem. They hate Jesus, don't even realize they hate it. When you hate Bible truth, you hate Jesus. I'm just an instrument. He's just using me. Don't get mad with the mailman. Pay your bills. My job is just to hand you the mail. Pay your debt. Pay your debt. You won't get no done. Hate to see the mailman come. I ain't got no brush, I'm gonna be pay him. Heck of old Reverend Walker. Pay your debt. Pay your debt. You got a debt with Jesus. An everlasting debt. And I'm just a mailman. I take orders from my postmaster. Whatever I hear the Holy Ghost say, I just dictate. I love to dictate it too. Not to get at nobody, but souls got to be helped. And ain't nothing gonna help them but the truth. Read on, brother.
Which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father.
God Almighty.
Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication.
All that kind of stuff.
We have one father, even God. Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto them,
watch this.
If God were your father, you would love me.
Lord have mercy.
For I proceeded forth and came from God.
God Almighty.
Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
He sent me. God Almighty.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word.
God Almighty.
Ye are of your father the devil.
God Almighty. That's all. That's what I'm right there. I'm in my time right now. You see, if you don't do the work of God, even Abraham, because he loved God, and don't do the work of Jesus, who your father is? The devil. The devil your father. I don't care how much you come to church. The devil sleep in church. I told y'all the devil's very, 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 very religious. Now, many churchgoers hate Jesus' way. W-A-Y. They hate his way. They hate it. They can't stand his way. They love the world way. Jesus is what? The way. Says that Jesus is what? The way. Now, go to Matthew. Watch this now. Go to Matthew. They hate his way. Matthew 7, 13 through 15. They hate his way. God Almighty. They hate his way. And when you hate Jesus' way, you hate him. like somebody, you know, like these late style folks now, they want to come in church and stay 2 minutes and all that. That's Jesus' way. Jesus went to church himself. Luke 4 said he went there, was accustomed to go to the house of prayer, and he was active when he went. Jesus didn't tell him to do nothing. He didn't tell us to do something he had done himself. I'm kind of brushing him up. Now we're going over yonder, right? We're going to leave all our junk right here, ain't we? That's what it's all about. Come on, read that for me, brother. Matthew 7, 13 through 15. Now watch this now. Jesus is the way. Now watch this.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction.
See, dealing with way? Yeah. Dealing with way. Broad is the way that leads where? Let that stay in your mind now. Broad is the way that leads where? That means hell. That's a way leads where? Now watch this. Read on.
And many there be which go in thereat.
Y'all see it? It didn't say a few. It said how many?
Many.
And when God said many, boy, it must be billions. If God said many, it's got to be a billion.
That's right.
More than billions. Uh-huh. See, if he said many, see, many going to go that way. Now watch this. Now why, Lord? Why are they going that way? Come on, read.
Because. Straight is the gate.
Folk don't want to be straight. Right. The homosexual want to be crooked. Right. Don't you hear him say, well, I'm not straight. Uh-huh. Well, brother, you crooked then. A lot of folks in church don't want to be what? Straight. They want to be crooked. We got a lot of crooked folks in church. That's we don't. They like the Broadway. The devil said, everybody come on, have your fun. But they don't want Jesus way because it's narrow. It's cutting my lifestyle down. I want to have a religion. I can do what I please. Well, you can't follow Jesus. You can't follow Jesus. His way is straight. And a lot of folks love the world because they love the broad way. Do what you want. Well, it ain't in the Bible. All that kind of jive. You on your way to hell. The broad way goes to hell. Read on.
And narrow is the way.
Narrow.
Which leads unto life.
God Almighty.
And few.
Few.
There be that find it.
Few of them. Don't find it because they love the broad way. They hate to give it up. Party, having fun. Give God 2 hours a week. Think you done something. Sometimes 10 months before you come. Want to have your fun, but don't hear the preacher. Now watch this. Now watch this. Read on. Watch this.
Beware.
Hold right there. Beware. Go on, read. No, read. Say it.
Of false prophets.
Now hold right there. Let me tell you why the next voice said, beware of false prophets. That's the 15th voice, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you why he said that. Because he's dealing with religion. Yeah. What he's saying, bro? See, preachers at the narrow gate, like me, saying, come and give it up. False one over here said, come to the broad way. Money is the way. Y'all get my point? He got his false preacher. He's dealing with religion. Religion is the devil's biggest business. Not drugs, not killing, but religion. False preachers everywhere. They're everywhere. In the last day, the Bible says evil men and seducers. Talking about false preachers. Deceiving folks and being deceived. And folks will follow anything now. But we want to hear the real preacher. You got to give up this stuff. Yeah. They want to have preachers that have your fun. Do what you want. Be rich and all that kind of job. I got some stuff for that rich folks. I ain't going to get to it, though, but I got some stuff up there. Broad way, but Jesus way too narrow. Ain't no fun in Jesus. You haven't met him yet. Oh, taste the Lord and see that the Lord is good. You got to taste it. At least before you come to a conclusion, you ought to taste it first. My wife used to cook all kind of little goodies and everything. You know, she was like, what is this? Taste it. Because it don't look right. Taste it. Don't look like I like it. Taste it. And when I find myself eating all of it, just taste the Lord and see that the Lord is good. And he good. Ain't he good, y'all? He good. He more than good. Ain't no word good enough that say how good he is. And I know you don't find no joy in him because really you don't know him. But from the depths of my heart, when you get to know who he really is, you find yourself in love with another man. Am I right about it? I'm glad today I met the Lord and I find out it's nothing but joy and peace. In other words, sometimes my trials come on, man. But oh Lord, but I got some joy to overcome my trouble. I got joy to overcome my problem. Hey, yes, Jesus, when I want to give up, he gave me new strength. Won't he do it when the enemy's lying on you, digging ditches for you, calling you everything but a child of God? Jesus, he'll come see about you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied every groan. Long as I live, travel right, hasten to his throne. Hey, yes, I love the Lord. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? I love him so. I talk to him all day long. I love to talk to him. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Oh, he all right. Ain't he all right? Yes. Look what he'll do for you. He'll feed you when you're hungry. He'll put clothes on your back when you're naked. He'll be your company keeper. When your folks start calling you, he'll see about you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He'll be a doctor in a sick room. He'll be a lawyer in a courtroom. Hey, yeah. It's joy, Father Jesus. I said joy. It's joy. It's joy. It's joy, but I won't let the sinner man know it's joy. I won't let the